Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Myrtle Beach Report for September the 7th, 2021. This is Dr. John Stamey, live from, of course, beautiful sunny Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where it's always wonderful. We've got an incredible guest tonight with us. We've got Miller Edgeworth. He's going to tell us all about skimboarding and how he's become involved and how he's going to a national championship this upcoming weekend. Miller, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing excellent, John. How about yourself?
Well, we're glad to have you on here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
First of all, tell us, I wasn't familiar with skimboarding until you told me about it yesterday. I'm familiar with surfboarding and everything like that. So for those of us who don't know what it is, explain it.
All right. So skimboarding, a lot of people might think of throwing a slap of wood across the thin layer of shore, but we take it advanced and we go straight for the waves. You grab your fiberglass board, you go full throttle straight into the waves, starting on the shore. Unlike surfing, where you're already out in the water waiting for a wave, skimboarding, you actually start on the shore waiting for your wave to come to you. As the wave crashes, you run, you jump on top of the wave, you jump on top of your board, and you slide on out. Right until you hit your wave, you whip it around, and you bring your wave back into shore. So you start on the sand, and you end on the sand.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, how did you find out about this, and how did you even start doing skimboarding? Because you're in South Carolina, and not a lot of people do skimboarding in South Carolina, right?
You're right. It's actually not a very popular sport on the East Coast. It originated in Laguna, at least the advanced part. When I was, I would say, 6 years old, I saw somebody throwing a piece of wood. When I was at Ocean Lakes, Myrtle Beach, you know, just hanging out at the campground, I saw this guy who was skimming across the sand, and it looked really cool because, you know, at the time, all I was doing was boogie boarding. And so when I was 6 years old, that's when I started throwing a piece of wood across the sand. But then I'd say about 2 years ago, I came across this YouTube video. Actually, it wasn't even YouTube. I was on Instagram. And Austin Keane, he's the East Coast world champion. He's the first world champion from the East Coast. And I saw a video of his, and he has a skimboard, and he takes it out to the wave, and I was just blown away because at this time, I mean, it was probably 11 years. All I've been doing is throwing a piece of wood across the sand, doing a 360, and that was about it. And then here's this guy who's taking it right into the wave and in my opinion, doing something way cooler than what the surfers are doing. And I was hooked. I was ready to dive in head first. And that's why 2 weeks ago, I signed up for Zaps World Championship. And when I went out there, you know, I went out as a newbie. I'd only been skimboarding for probably 3 weeks at the time. I was very new to the sport, but I was just so ready, head over heels, interested in this brand new sport that I was ready to give it my all.
All right, now let me ask you something. You told me that you previously participated in a major event. And about how long ago was that? And tell us a little bit about it, because you did turn some heads when you went up there.
Yeah, that took place. I guess I don't know the exact date, but it was two weekends ago, and it was in Dewey Beach, Delaware. That was the Zaps World Championship, and it was my first competition. And when I went out there, like I just said, you know, I was a newbie, but. That was actually what drove me to do as good as I did out there. I actually came home with an award for sportsmanship because everybody just liked my vibe. And all I did was go out there and talk to everybody and ask for help. That's all I did. That's how I started my conversation with nearly everyone out there. And that alone just opened the door for the skimboarding world for me in such a beautiful way. I actually met Brett. He's the number one announcer for skimboarding, And we got to talking, and he gave me all the inside scoops about skimboarding, like how to win contests, like what the judges are looking for. And that was my first day out on the water. I got to talk to professionals. There was a professional who gave me a hands-on lesson. And I mean, it was just such a beautiful experience. The community is so welcoming and loving and just terrifically a team. It's fantastic.
Well, that sounds great. And in fact, you've got a video that you sent me of you winning that award. I'm going to put that up on Myrtle Beach Report here, you know, when we're done tonight with our show. But I mean, I think that's really wonderful. And you told me that now not very many people at all participate in skimboarding in South Carolina. And is that because of the waves? You know, why is that?
You know, I couldn't tell you what it is that doesn't have people interested on this half, but I will say that the waves aren't exactly what we're looking for. I mean, I think even a surfboarder will tell you if you're in South Carolina, you're just about out of luck, because what is a key difference in a skimboarding wave and a surfing wave. For surfers, they can go out as far as the waves are. I mean, if the waves are close, they can hang out close. They can go deep into the water. But a skimboarder, because you start on the shore, you're looking for shore break, which is waves that are crashing within 20, 30 feet of the shore, that's pretty much an ideal location. But here in South Carolina, the waves are crashing 60 feet out, and that is really, really far to get out to, because you rely on your speed when it comes to skimboarding. You start from the shore and you're running full throttle, standing on this board to try to get out to your wave, and 60 feet with no propeller or something, you're going to end up sinking down. And so that's a big struggle that South Carolina and a lot of East Coasters find when it comes to skimboarding in general. And for me, I just look at that as another excuse, you know, and I don't want that to get in the way of what I want to achieve. And so I make the best of what we have.
All right.
But
now,
I think the way it's coming, though.
Now, we talked about the difference between South Carolina in terms of a skimboard haven versus North Carolina. There's a huge difference, isn't there?
Yeah, it's surprising. Just a couple miles north, and you're getting a whole new wash of waves. OBX, as they call it, the Outer Banks, they host one of the biggest skimboarding competitions every year. And North Carolina, they got some beautiful beaches, and South Carolina does too. But what North Carolina has that we don't is some clean waves. And so I think that's something that North Carolina has a little bit over us for sure.
Are you going to be going up there to do some practicing and things like that?
You know, I would love to. I met a friend out when I was in Dewey Beach, and he has, I guess, his beach house out at the Outer Banks, and we've been planning a trip, me and the Skim Bros, as we call ourselves. You know, we plan on having like a fall trip, because actually here in the South Carolina, especially, the fall weather brings in some terrific waves. It's actually nice in regards to being a local. By the time all the people who are coming down to visit have left, the beaches are clear with the best wave that we get all year in the fall.
Yeah, I mean, being a local down here, I'll tell you something. I like it when everybody leaves. Myrtle Beach is a paradise when tourists are gone. It just really is, and I hope no one yells at me, but it's the truth. I hate the tourists. But the tourists, yes, I understand. The tourists are what make Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach.
And they do.
But, I mean, you know, but Miller, I can tell you, I mean, you know, heck with these tourists. All they do is clog everything up. They clog up the roads. They clog all this. I don't know. But anyway, that's really cool that you've introduced us here at the Myrtle Beach Report to skimboarding. And now tell us a little bit about the environment that you're going to compete in, because you said, excuse me, you said that this is like toward the end of the season, and it will ramp back up, in a couple of weeks, days, months, And then kind of how does the season work in terms of tournaments and stuff like that for those of us that are going to start following you? Because obviously on Myrtle Beach Report, we're going to be following you skimboarding.
Awesome. Well, this skim, it's called the Skim Bash. It's the first skim event of the season. The season turns over when Skim Bash starts. And Skim Bash is this coming weekend. It's 9/11 and 9/12, and they do it on 9/11, in fact, to like never forget. Their mentality is actually
to commemorate. Let's
do something beautiful on a day of such a loss. And I think I just think that's beautiful. And so Skim Bash this weekend is going to be the first of the 2022 season. I'll be competing in the senior men's division. Apparently, since I'll be turning 22, I'll be classified as a senior men in skimboarding. This is a competition. It takes place in New Jersey, and the same buddy who I had mentioned, who has the beach house in OBX, he's actually letting me stay with him because he's from New Jersey. And so me and Aiden is his name. We're gonna go out there and we're gonna surf on or skim on his home turf. So I got a little bit of an advantage because, you know, I got my friend who's going to tell me a little bit about what's going on there. I know we're on the Jersey Shore, and so that's going to be really cool because me personally, I've never been to Jersey. I got bad news for you.
I have been to Trenton, New Jersey, and that is the armpit of America. Now, it just is. So stay away from Trenton and stay out there on the Jersey Shore where they had a television show. It's a lot nicer out there, okay?
Okay, good deal. Well, from what I understand, I'm going to be coming in Newark, so I'll be staying away from
Newark
Trenton. Thanks for the advice there.
It's not Newark. It's Newark. You're going to learn how to pronounce everything differently when you go up there. It's Newark. And,
Newark?
Yeah, okay. I lived up. It's Newark. You're going to learn everything, and Concord is not Concord. It's Concord. And I lived up there for about 3 years when I was doing real estate development, and I'll never forget. I came back for Christmas, and my family said, "Oh, my God, you sound like a Yankee." I said, "No, I don't. I just sound like me." But apparently I had picked up a lot of the flavor of the way they talk, and you're going to learn – yeah, when you listen to them and they say something a certain way, say it that way, or they'll peg you for being an out of towner. Okay, there's some local advice.
I'm South Carolina's only world class competitor, so I think I need to represent being an out of towner.
Yeah, but as long as you know what they're saying, that's important. But no, it's quite a charming brogue that they've got, and it's a lot of fun up there. The people I found were very, very nice. They were very nice to me, and I was in Wilmington, Delaware, and Dover, Delaware, and Rehoboth Beach. So I mean, the people were really nice.
Rehoboth, yeah. Well,
I appreciated them. Made a lot of friends up there. So now, will you give us there's a lot of what is going to be on is going to be online.
You know, John, I'm getting more robot sounds than I am a clear cut voice.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, that's better. So anyway, will you give us the some website addresses so that we can follow you this weekend and see how you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So Skim USA, they're the big corporation. That's skimusa.com. That would be one. And then they are going to have a direct link to what they call Live Heats, which is something they just started as of the first competition I went to, the Zaps World Championship out in Dewey, live heats, where they actually have real-time scores that are being dropped. So every time you go out and catch a wave, the judges are plugging into their system, the live heat system, how you're doing, who's riding, who's first at any given wave, and exactly what you need, you being a competitor, what a competitor needs to take first or whatever score they need to drop in order to continue to do better. Because the way the scoring works, you have 8-minute time slot for your heat, and you have four competitors who are all skimming in the same area, and you're all going after these waves, and they do have a rotation for courtesy purposes. But you're all, you know, it's kind of like a free-for-all. Do the best you can in these 8 minutes, and they take your five best scores. And so through this live heat system, you can watch as I take on these waves and see what my score is after each wave that I take, and watch my score go up as I replace my top five best rides, all through the live heat system that you can find at the USASkim.com.
Right now, approximately when will you be competing so that we'll know when to be start computers?
So the first division that'll go up at 9 o'clock is going to be the pros at 9 o'clock at on 9/11 that Saturday. And then I should be up and going at probably 10:45, depending on which heat I end up getting. I think that the senior men's, as the division I'm in, starts after the pros, and that usually is going to be around the 10:45 mark.
So around 10:30, 10:45, that's when we need to be in front of our laptops waiting and watching to see how you do. That'll be great.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you something. Do you think would you have 10 minutes after your Saturday? Because everything that you do will be on Saturday, right?
Given that I continue to win my heats, I can even go on and continue to compete in Sunday. I believe that they'll have their first elimination round, 10:45. And then they might even do a secondary heat later in the evening. And so given I make it through the first heat, I'll be able to continue to skim. And I could even possibly be skimming on Sunday, the following day.
Well, let me ask you this. Would we be able to grab you for 10 minutes sometime on Saturday to find out how it's
going? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, after my heat is done, I will be available until several hours later, because there will be many other categories. There are several categories that will follow me. So I'll easily have 10 minutes to let you guys know how it went.
That'll be great.
Terrific. Yeah. I'll definitely give you a call.
We will set it up. And we'll have you live from Skim USA. This is going to be wonderful. I mean, I don't know anybody else that's going to be interviewed directly live on how they're doing. So, and we want to follow you, and we want to cheer you on as you hopefully do great things up there. So we're glad to do it. I mean, you're our buddy. You know, so that the world knows, you and I have been buddies for like 7 years. The first time I saw you, we were up at something in North Myrtle Beach, and you were singing Grandma Got, what were you singing? It was great.
Yeah, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That was my little jam.
And I'll tell you what, when I saw you do that, I said, that guy is going to be a star. And I'm not usually wrong when it comes to stuff like that. You have announced a number of Comic-Con events and everything. And here we are back on Myrtle Beach Report, and we're going to have a blast. But we're going to definitely cover you and give you as much good publicity as we can. And you can just tell everybody, go to MyrtleBeachReport.com. That's where the action is. That's where Pastor Miller Edgeworth is going to be live, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I guess that's what we've got for tonight. We're all excited. We're absolutely here at Myrtle Beach Report. We are absolutely behind you 110% of the way. And live, tell your friends, tell everybody to listen to our interview. And we'll be live with you sometime Saturday.
Right on, John. Yeah, there we go. I'm excited. Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate this.
Thanks for being here. A lot of great things coming up. You and I are going to have a lot of fun with everybody. So we're going to stay tuned for Saturday. If you just give me the information, I'll make sure it's put up. And there will be a number of folks that are going to be watching as you run your heats. So again, thank you very much for being with us tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to cheer you on Saturday at Scan USA's World Championships on the East Coast. So thanks for being with us tonight, and we'll see you Saturday. Saturday will be what day would that be? September the what?
September 11th. Saturday, September 11th.
September 11th. All right, we'll see you then. Thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll talk to you again very soon on the Myrtle Beach Report. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers to you, John. Thank you very much. Talk to you Saturday.